Be praying for the children as they go out, the workers. God meets with them and they have a blessed time this morning. The service on the second Sunday of each month is always a special time because we have that time around the Lord's table, time of communion with Him, and where we partake of the Lord's Supper. So we're delighted that you could be with us today. Today we remember the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary for us in a special way. We remember that every week. But today we celebrate in a special way that work, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So it's a precious time. Our church body is the body of Jesus Christ. Grace Bible Church belongs to Him. And so if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, we invite you to celebrate the Lord's table with us today. If you put your trust in Him and know Him and you're at His table, and we will celebrate there and partake of the elements and remember His blood sacrifice on the cross of Calvary for our sins. So we want to take a few moments this morning and just reflect on things. Normally we have verse-by-verse exposition of Scripture, and we're studying through the book of 1 Peter. On the Lord's Supper Sunday, we take a step back of breath and consider some of the things around the Lord's sacrifice and the communion that we get to enjoy and the presence of God with us because of the work of Jesus Christ. So that's what we're going to do this morning, take these moments. We do invite those that have are visitors and have trusted in Christ to join with us in the communion service. And as always, we encourage you to confess any known sins. God doesn't want you to be pushed away, but He wants you to draw near. And sometimes we come with the baggage of the week, sin that's in our lives, and we need to confess that sin to God. And the Scripture says that if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so I say these things in preparation for a few words around the Scripture this morning in order to encourage you to draw near to God. We sang about drawing near to God this morning. We came here to draw near to God this morning. We draw near to God not because we come having performed in such a way that we earn the privilege or right to be in God's presence. But we come here this morning and we do draw near to God because Jesus Christ has made a way for us to draw near to God. And it's through the work that He did on the cross, the very thing that we celebrate this morning, that we enjoy and celebrate a time where God meets with us and we meet with God as God's people. A time where in the past, to go to the temple of God in Israel, the priest would enter into the temple and they would enter in with great fear and trembling. Or in the past, on Mount Sinai, the people of Israel could not draw near to God. They could not go up to the mountain. But this morning, we celebrate that because the work of Jesus Christ, because of what He did, we can draw near. We can go into the very presence of God. We can worship Him together with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, with His Spirit being amongst His people, and celebrate that work that Jesus did on our behalf. That's what this is all about. That's what communion is. It means that we commune with the Lord God Almighty. And it should be a great treasure, a privilege to us, God's people. It should be something that we treasure and lay hold of as a precious thing that we can gather, that we can be with the Lord God in a special way and have communion with Him and remember the things that the Lord Jesus told us to remember. That Christ died on the cross of Christ, of the cross of Calvary for us, bearing our sins. And there's life for Reuben. There's life for Reuben. It's not all that there is. And we want to pray for that dear family and pray for you and your loss. But Jesus Christ has been resurrected from the grave. We celebrate that this morning. We celebrate that there is a victory that has been won over death and over sin that separates us from this God that we desire to worship. There is a work that has been done that supplies what is necessary for us to be God's people and to celebrate the full joy of that, knowing that this is not all that there is, that death is not the end of all, but there is indeed life after death. And this morning, we can draw near to God. We can come into His presence. We can be with Him as His people and do that together with one another. And there's nothing else that can compare to that in this life. The very privilege that we have this morning. So I want to take us back to 1 Peter in chapter 2 and verse 4. And there's just one little concept that I want to rehearse over. We've studied it. We've gone over it in our studies the past week. But it's such a crucial and critical concept and truth to us. And it is this drawing near to God. Verse 2 it says, "And coming to Him as a living stone, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God." It's speaking of our Lord Jesus. It's speaking of the one that we're to come to and we're to draw near through the work that Jesus Christ did, through what He has done and what we celebrate this morning in regard to this relationship that we can have as God's people with God Himself. And the only way that we could have this wonderful thing was through the work that Jesus Christ did for us. Scripture tells us that God made He who knew no sin to become sin on our behalf, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. God has given to each one of you that have put your trust in Jesus Christ and upon the work that He did on the cross of Calvary, Christ's righteousness. And in that righteousness, we can draw near to God. So you can put your failures aside. You can confess that sin. And God is faithful and just to forgive that sin, cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and draw you into His very presence. He will bear you up and hold you in the arms of His loving kindness. He will supply that is lacking, that you feel and know is lacking in your life, in regard to the identity of who you are, the identity of who He is, and the relationship that we as God's people should have with Him, because we can draw near to Christ. We can come into His presence. We can approach God Himself this morning because Jesus Christ died on the cross and paid the penalty for our sins, and we celebrate it with great joy. We celebrate these wonderful truths that Jesus Christ, who is the way and the truth and the life, has given to us and brought to us this morning. I don't have any notes for you in your bulletin tonight. You're going, "Where are the notes? Where are the notes?" But this morning, I just want to give a few points. You can write these down somewhere if you desire. Just hide them in your heart. Keep it in your mind. That we may draw near to God and to God's throne through Jesus Christ. Now this morning we came ready to worship. We came as God's people wanting to be in His presence, wanting to offer up the sacrifice, the praise of our lips, desiring to gather together to have fellowship with God and with one another. And God truly indeed has met with us. And He's been here in His presence this morning. And so we can draw near. We can come to God with our prayers, with the needs of prayers for young Payton this morning. with the prayers for the Tenya family. Yeah, we want to continue to evoke the very privilege that God has given us to come boldly before His throne of grace, to come and to come ready to worship, come ready to pray, come ready to give praise and thanksgiving to God. And in that, we truly worship. We draw near to Him because He inhabits the praise of His people. He dwells. His presence is there in the praise of His people. And there's an experience that is a wonderful thing, an experience that feeds our heart and our soul and our life and equips us and strengthens us for the very purposes and calling that God has given to us. And this we celebrate this morning. We come ready to worship. The word for draw near or approach, or it's translated a number of different ways, but it's procerchomai. And pros means to face. It's the word that means facing. And erchomai means come. So the idea of drawing near to God, the idea of worship indeed, and what is the meaning of this word and meaning of this concept, to draw near, it means to worship. It means to face, to come face to face, to come into the presence of God. And so we think of the teaching of Peter there, those things that were spoken. And though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And though you do not see Him now, but believe in Him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and with full of glory. Obtaining as the outcome or the end of your faith the salvation of your souls, the experience, the reality of eternal life that we have in Jesus Christ is tasted and felt and experienced in regard to that faith in that eternal life that has been given to us in Christ Jesus. Though we have not seen Him, we love Him. And though we do not see Him now, we believe in Him. And we have put our trust in Him. So we come facing toward or approaching or drawing near to God Himself through our Lord Jesus Christ. And it simply is the word that means to enter into the presence of deity, to enter into the presence of God. That's the gist or the meaning of this very powerful and significant word that Peter gave to the saints in what is now present-day Turkey. So we approach God. The Septuagint uses procerchomai, this word, to describe the approach of the priest that enter into and worship Jehovah in the temple. And so I requested from Stephen that we do this song this morning. Of the priest entering into the temple and into the presence of a holy God. But it expresses, the word itself, draw near, expresses that entering in and coming into the house of God, into the dwelling or the abode of God. And that, again, is our privilege. The New Covenant, as we look into the New Testament, it's used many times in Hebrews, and so we covered this, and many of you remember and already have these things, but there are seven uses under the New Covenant that refer to believers possessing the privilege of access to worship, the access of worship to God the Father through Jesus Christ, the great High Priest. We're given this wonderful privilege as believer priest to worship God in such a way. Secondly, we may have an intimate personal relationship with God, and so the scripture means to come as you are. And I wanted to make this point because as we come to the Lord's table, again, if there are areas of sin in our lives, because God is holy, it's naturally repellent. we're repellent to God. Our sin is repellent to Him. But God has provided a way that through the confession of our sins and faith in the provision for the penalty of our sin in Jesus Christ, He wants for you to draw near to Him. He doesn't want you to be repelled away from Him. But through the one way that He has provided and planned, through Jesus Christ and through the sacrifice that He has made for you, He wants you to come to Him. It's the one way that we truly can come to God and worship God. And it's the beauty of what the New Testament is all about. God has provided this wonderful truth for us that we may enter into His presence and know Him. And you should come. We come as we are with all of our sin, not having or expressing or putting our performance before God as a means of attaining a hearing from God or coming before His throne or coming into His presence, but in fact offering by faith only the sacrifice of Jesus Christ as the wonderful privilege that we have to come and worship and commune with Him this morning. We may approach God. This concept suggests that we're not just drawing close to Christ for salvation, but drawing near to Christ in intimate, abiding, personal fellowship. The idea is, in this context, is movement of the entire inner person of the believer into the experience of intimate and ongoing communion with Jesus Christ. It's an ongoing work, a progressive work that God is doing in your life. And your sin is not to repel you away from God, but your sin is to break you and bring you into the presence of God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of your sin that could only be accomplished by His work and through His work on the cross of Calvary. We may approach God continuously for that sanctification. We're never to stop coming, and that's the gist of the verse again. And coming to Him, it's in the present tense. It means that we're to continuously come to God in an ongoing way. We're to keep approaching. We're to continue to draw near to Him, to draw near to His Word, to draw near to the teaching of Jesus Christ, and to allow that teaching, God's Word, to transform our lives, to transform us out of death and into life, to transform us into the image of God's Son, which is God's purposes. For you, He has predestined you to be conformed to the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. And the work of sanctification takes place as we draw near to God through Christ, coming to God, continuously moving toward Him, pressing on, as the Apostle Paul would say, for the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God desires to fellowship with you. He desires this time. He desires the expression of your faith and trust in Him in such a way that we can be His people and have been brought into His family, and He may be our God. And we have this wonderful privilege, and we certainly don't want to take advantage or discredit it in any way by the way that and manner in which we approach to God. So with great humility and in dependence upon the work of Jesus Christ, dependence upon that precious blood that has been shed and that we recognize, that we remember this morning through the elements, we approach and make our approach. We may approach God continuously for sanctification. Never stop coming. That's the point. We never stop coming to church. We never stop coming to worship. We never stop approaching God through Jesus Christ. It's a continuous and ongoing thing. And it has everything to do with whether we can commune with God, whether we can know that relationship with Him. The present tense pictures a habitual and continual drawing near to Christ, and it describes an intimate association with Jesus, the living stone. It's been laid, the building of God, the power of God, the purpose of God, the plan of God, the significance of who you are, of why you were created, of everything that has to do with your identity is laid upon the foundation of who Jesus Christ is and what He did on the cross of Calvary for you. He is our all in all. He is the one that we worship. He is the one that has enabled us to commune with the Lord God. Now, I've got a few points for you here. We draw near to the throne of God. We come knowing the value. The Scripture says, let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of God so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. All things that pertain to life and godliness have been given in Christ Jesus and has been supplied through us. And that supply comes from the throne of God and the presence of God through the mediation of Jesus Christ as we make our approach to God and lay our petitions, our praises, our thanksgiving, our intercessions, our intercessory prayers and concerns before God, because He has provided and supplied through Jesus Christ all things that pertain to life and godliness, great and precious promises. And whatever our experience is here, God has grace supplied for it that we might honor Him and glorify our God in heaven. And so we approach the throne, coming, knowing the value, the treasure that we have been given as God's people. We draw near to God knowing the completeness. The Scripture says in Hebrews 7, it uses the word again, therefore He is able also to save forever those who draw near to God's same word through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them. Jesus intercedes for your sin this morning. He's made it. He's provided a way and made a way by whereby you can worship Him and know God and have time with God, because He intercedes for you. And so we draw near to God through Him. There's the completeness. Colossians 2, 9 and 10 says that, for in Him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in Him you have been made complete, and He is the head over all rule and authority. Nothing that can stop what God has done. We're complete in Him. We don't need extra things. We need more of Jesus. We just need to know Him more. We just need more time with the Lord Jesus. We just need to allow Him to transform and to do His work within us. We need to come to Jesus. We draw near with an effectual sacrifice. We come knowing the sufficiency of that sacrifice, that all things that pertain to life and godliness have been given in Him. And it says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 1, you can write these verses down if you'd like, because it's where the word is used. For the law, since it has only a shadow of good things to come and not the very form of things, can never by the same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year make perfect those who draw near to God. In other words, in the temple, those priests that were walking in with those sacrifices, they could never do what Christ has done for you. Could never do it. Jesus Christ has sufficiently supplied that which the law, in which doing things that are in sync with God's righteous standards, couldn't get for you, could not attain for you. Jesus Christ's sacrifice alone on the cross of Calvary is the only thing that could contain, that could obtain the salvation that was necessary for the payment of the penalty of your sins. It's been propitiated in Jesus Christ. We are to draw near of God with full assurance. We're to come knowing the with confidence. Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. In Hebrews 10:22, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. That's how we approach God. Our bodies are clean through the washing of the Holy Spirit of God, through the salvation that Christ has wrought. We come not guilty, not with an evil conscience, but clean and pure because of the work of Christ. We draw near with faith in Hebrews 11:6. And without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. We need to know the reward that has been given. It is through faith, by trusting in what Jesus Christ has spoken, what He has said, that there is a reward of faith for us. Hebrews 12, verses 18 says, for you have not come to a mountain that can be touched, and to a blazing fire, and to darkness and gloom and whirlwind. Not like Israel on Mount Sinai. The presence and power of God was on the mountain, and the people shrank and shrieked back from the glory, from the power of God, from the majesty of God. They could not enter the mountain. They couldn't touch the mountain. But we have been given, through Jesus Christ, the privilege of coming before His throne, entering into His presence, standing and knowing His Christ's righteousness is sufficient for what was necessary for us to worship God in His very presence. And so this morning we worship God. Hebrews 12, verse 22 says, "But you have come to the mountain Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and the myriad of angels, and there we worship." Now, by faith through Jesus Christ, this very morning, we are able to come into the presence of God, know the presence of God, and experience His loving and kind arms wrapped around us through faith in Jesus Christ. We're to come to God. We're to know the glory of what God has done. Now I want to ask the men to come, and we're going to gather around the table. And I want for you to bow your heads, confess any known sin, and draw near to God this morning. Draw near to God through the provision of Jesus Christ, through what He has done for you on the cross of Calvary. Draw near and worship God. And remember what Jesus Christ has told us to remember, that He died on the cross, that His body was broken for our sin, that He died on the cross, that His blood was shed for our sin. And that sufficient payment took care and propitiated for our sin in full from God. So let's